Members of Grand Erie District School Board presented to Six Nations Elected Council on Six Nations student success within the school board at a high school level. Grand Erie District School Board Superintendent of Education Kevin Graham says Six Nations secondary students do still fall below the rest of the Grand Erie students in graduation rates, but says continued work will be done to help each student meet their education goals.
So there is a discrepancy between the two. Six Nations students currently, right now, have a lower graduation rate than all of Grand Erie together. We do know, as we've just spoken to, that there is some continued next steps in terms of supporting students as they navigate graduation, knowing that there are many different, as each student comes into the school, every student has a different story. Every student has a different background. And part of what we're doing in Grand Erie is to ensure that we're meeting the needs of each student. So supporting them through our staff, supporting them through the district itself in terms of what each student needs is that next step. And we know that we've got some continued work to do.
Graham detailed the report that showed 44% of Six Nations grade 9 students, 40% of grade 10 students, and 45% of grade 12 students were successful in credit accumulation over the past year. He says those numbers have all been able to increase or maintain a consistent level when compared to past years, but the report showed that only 34% of grade 11 students from last year were accumulating the credits required to be on track for graduation.
The next chart that I wanted to be able to highlight is there is achievement data from Six Nations of the Grand River, and this shows a trend over 5 years. But I wanted to be able to highlight a specific data point for you. We can see that for grade 9, grade 10, and grade 12, we've seen improvements, if not maintained, some percentages. The grade 11 data definitely tells a story. And if you're taking a look at that orange line that speaks to it, one would wonder what is going on when we take a look at the grade 11s.
He spoke on this statistic and detailed why COVID-19 could be a factor in the low percentage.
And so those students, of course, last year were in grade 11, and that's the 34. The preceding year, they were in grade 10. So if you look up to the grade 10 chart, you'll see that when it was 2021-22, they had a credit accumulation or achievement at 32% of the students were on track to graduate. And when they were in grade 9, it was 31%. So following the preceding years, you can see then that those students, or that cohort, as we tend to call a group of students as they move through high school, are actually increasing in their credit accumulation, albeit slow and steady. They're not receding, they're not moving back. And that shows that as we continue to support specific cohorts, it is hard to compare 1 year over the next because they are different groups of kids. But when you look at the data and follow that data set or the cohort group along, that in itself may tell a story. And so recognizing where our current grade 11s were back when they were in grade 8, back when they were in grade 7, what was going on in the world at that time, we know that there's continued support around students. And one factor, of course, would be something such as COVID.
He says the school board staff is committed to continue its work in understanding the needs of its students and the support they provide, not only academically, but social and emotional supports as well.
To us as a school board, to continue to know our students and respond to their needs. And I will say that as a result of some of the incredible work of the Indigenous education team, both system and school-based, that they're doing a phenomenal job supporting students, not only with academics, but social emotional supports as well.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bomberry says she had sat on the Six Nations Advisory Committee for the Grand Erie District School Board for the last 7 years and spoke on the growth she's been able to see within Six Nations students.
Quite wonderful to see it in work because I've been there now for the last 7 years. And we've come a long way in 7 years. We have our counselors who are absolutely amazing, raising their voices and having their voices heard. Youth are having their voices heard. And Grand Erie, from what I can tell, is listening to them.
Six Nations Elected Council accepted the Education Services Agreement report as information during the October 24th General Council meeting.